Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Thursday. Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up? Yeah. Welcome. It's almost Friday.
That pretty face you see in the place is Grammy-nominated recording artist, songwriter, CEO, and now talk show host, Selena Johnson.
Hey, Selena.
Now, before we get the party started, we got to give a toast to our people over there on the West Coast. Heidi and Frank, what's going on, y'all?
Cheers, Atlanta.
How you doing, Selena?
Frank has company. Be nice to her. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yo, he's giving me the Billy Cold 45.
Yeah, he hit me with the Cold 45. Now, big things are cracking later on in the show, man. Selena Gomez has moved on from The Weeknd by getting back with her ex, and it looks like The Weeknd was like, you know what? I'll have what she's having.
And did
the same thing. Also, Gabby Sidibe got it on and popping last night on Empire.
Yes, she did, honey.
Got busy.
But first, your sister and rap rat, Eve. Oh. She had her first full day of work yesterday as the new host on The Talk, and she's already making headlines.
Congratulations.
Yes. So, Frank, I'm sure at this point in the game, you've probably watched, rewatched, looked at, re-looked at Nicki Minaj's Paper Magazine cover.
I've ruined several copies.
Yes, we had to get new ones.
Oh, my God.
The pages were stuck together.
Ew.
Controlled the internet for the last 2 days, and so, like, you know, basically for those who missed it, it's Nicki Minaj having a threesome with herself, and Eve weighed in on it.
It's one of those things because I worked with Nicki. I got to know her on Barbershop, and she is incredibly, like, she's a nice person. She's an amazing rapper, and as a lyricist, I respect her as a lyricist.
Right.
But as a woman, from my point of view personally, I would not be able to do that. But the Nicki fans, I love her, respect her. Go women in hip hop. It's not my thing. I just don't think it's right. Yeah. Personally. Okay. Period.
I'm here for it.
I just feel like everybody does what works for them. But I do understand what Eve is saying because I'm kind of from the same era as Eve. Fortunately, I didn't have to show anything. And it was all skills from, you know, from my end to them.
Well, Brad, I don't know. Because back in the day.
You had some body, honey. I don't mind wearing fitted stuff, but you won't see three of me.
You're pushing edge. Like, on the rock side, Heidi and Frank. Like, if, I don't know, if Pat Benatar did the same thing, would you guys be here for this?
Pat Benatar, get out.
Benatar then or now?
All right, well, up next, I have a smash alert.
Doesn't sound like a nice smash
alert. I'm saying it like that because it's not, like, that exciting. We've kind of talked about it before, but the smash alert is between Coldplay singer Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson.
Oh, God.
Now, we saw them out in
Celebrity sex tape I'd least like to watch.
No kidding. We spotted them out in L.A. last month having a sushi date, so then people started to talk, but now, I guess, in Argentina, it looks like Coldplay's performing, and fans were quick to recognize somebody in the audience.
Uh-oh.
By the way, if I'm your girlfriend, I mean, wouldn't I get some front row, some side stage, something? This looks like it's one of those in the middle of the venue. Like, I'm not even close.
Let me just say, that's a good place to stand, the soundboard, because you can see everything, and it's away from all the people. You're up kind of on a platform.
All
and
right.
Safe.
Okay. Whoa. So it's a good spot.
Yeah.
Well, God bless them. Then God bless the union. Here we go.
Don't
nobody care. At the end of the day, don't nobody care. But okay, then.
All right, y'all. Moving on. Sophia Richie and Scott Disick have been an item for a minute now, and it looks like things are getting serious. You want to know why?
Why?
because she was just spotted out in London sporting a new iPhone case with Scott's picture on it.
Oh, oh my God.
That is so lame.
Sixth grade?
That's way better. No, what you would do as older women, you would always get a tattoo of the guy or his name on your body. This is way better than that. It's a phone case. It's clip, clip, new guy. Clip, clip, new guy. Can you custom make these? I mean, is this something that you can just go online and do this as a business? Because I know what you're all getting for Christmas from me.
Real fast.
All right, up next. Don't know who here is still keeping up with Wheel of Fortune, but last night there was a heartbreaking ending.
Oh, no.
So try to talk it out. Good luck.
Pride. You have anything?
Zucchini.
Fried zucchini.
No. That's not correct, and we don't have to check the time because you are amazingly close.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Yeah, that hurt. Now we have to. Now we don't want to see the million, but we did.
Oh, God.
You all right?
Unbelievable.
I don't know what to say. Well, let me try it with this. They have $26,203.
Okay, obviously very, very sad. What's more sad is that I stood and yelled iced cappuccino 14 times with confidence.
The only time I've ever had baked zucchini is when I turned a zucchini into a pipe.
You know what?
All right, Atlanta. We're going to say goodbye for now, but we're going to be back a little later in the show to talk about the heartbreak and destruction that Amber Heard has left on somebody. And you, you're not going to believe this one. It's bad.
No.
Bye for now.
Say bye. Get out of the way because Justin and Selena Gomez are moving fast.
They're still together?
Man, Selena accompanied Justin last night to his weekly hockey game. Mm. And during the game's timeout, she planted a big wet kiss on the lips, y'all.
Ooh, wow. Oh,
meanwhile, sources say Justin and Selena are looking to buy their first home together.
Mm. Oh, that just escalated quickly.
Yeah, some ain't right.
According to a source, it was Selena's idea, and Justin is all for it. He's already looking at homes in the Calabasas, California area, Gary. They just can't wait to move in together.
If I was her, I would not move to the Calabasas. That's where the Kardashians live.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, why y'all getting a house this fast?
Apparently, buying their first home together is the beginning of what they hope will be a lifelong togetherness and will seal the deal for their relationship.
And that's good. And she should get a house. Selena, this is Justin and Selena. This is not Leroy and Cookie. They can buy a house together, honey. Do you, Selena?
I think it's cute, but it some is fishy.
I don't think so because he's in church now. He's found the Lord.
Yeah. No, I mean like y'all was just with the weekend, and then out of a sudden like now you back with Justin, and now y'all getting a house.
But sometimes you gotta date somebody else to realize the person you used to date was the one. Yep.
And she realized, I mean, weekend, honey, he was a weekender.
What's a weekender, Gary?
He was just good for the weekend.
All right, SZA.
Well, speaking of you guys talking up the weekend, if Selena and Justin can get back together, so can The Weeknd and his ex. Mm. The Weeknd and Bella Hadid have been spotted hanging out. They was spotted leaving Bella's New York City apartment on Tuesday night, and they're not officially back on, but sources say their feelings for each other are pretty much still intact.
Okay, so now he back with his ex, too.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Y'all know these people. They was probably in the relationship on some old, look here. This, you know what? I changed my mind.
So apparently Weeknd reached out to Bella after his split with Selena, asking if they could catch up. And Bella accepted in hopes to see where things would go. And she feels that if they don't date again, they could at least be good friends.
Yeah. This is making women look crazy. Ain't no way in hell I would date no man, let him go to somebody else.
He didn't go. They had broke up, Gary.
Well, broke up or whatever. And do you think I'm going to take him back? You are no longer your tainted.
Everybody dated somebody. Everybody has a past, Gary.
We all have a damn past, but we have a past not bringing you back.
Well, Gary, you like to go to what? Golden Corral, right?
Yes.
And how many times? And you use a spoon, do you not?
Yes.
How many spoons you think that mouth been in?
How many mouths?
That spoon's been in a lot of mouths, right?
Yeah.
But you still eat there, don't you?
But that don't have nothing
to do with
it.
It's the same thing. You just made out with half of Atlanta last weekend when you went to go to the Corral.
That's so bogus.
Damn, head crack, you made me not.
He bogus now, right?
But you gotta use plastic forks.
Anyway, head crack. Empire Air last night, honey. Spoiler alert. It was good. Next. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo, hey.
Yes, honey. So last night on Empire, honey, Becky's old flame, honey, Jay Harbaugh, he re-signed with Empire Entertainment. And with Becky, the new head of A&R, they went into the studio and made beautiful music together.
I'm so glad to have you back at Empire making us hits and money. But what you won't do is talk to me like I'm one of your little fans out here, especially in front of Shine. Is that clear?
I forgot how cute you are when you get mad.
Stops.
Give it to her, Becky.
Yes.
Yes, Becky. Whoa.
Okay, then.
Give it to him on the console board, Becky.
I worked really hard to get where I am, and I want to give this job my all. You understand that, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Great. So from here on out, we'll just keep things professional. I'm going to listen to the mix, and I'm going to get back to you with my notes.
Yes, oh. Becky.
All righty then.
You turned him down, Miss A&R, yes, honey.
She did like boomerang.
She yes. did that. She
no,
did
that. No, Becky did the white woman, honey. We're going to have you now, but we're going to yes. be professional tomorrow.
All right, speaking of music, radio colleague Charlamagne Tha God was recently talking about the current generation of rappers compared to the previous generation of rappers, and he said something that I want y'all to weigh in on, especially you, Brad, because you actually knew Tupac a little bit. He said, y'all would hate Tupac if Tupac was alive right now. Like, y'all really think Tupac is just one of these reckless rappers who talk time? Because he literally dissed everybody, and he did things now that we would be calling him stupid for. But he's a legend at the end of the day.
Huh? I don't agree with that.
Well, here's the thing. When you look at hip-hop as a whole, right? No matter, like, if you are alive long enough, like, no matter how great you were, people eventually hate you for a little bit of time before it comes back around.
Well, are people hating you, Brad?
Some, but why are they gonna hate me? Some people love me, some people hate me, but I don't got no reason. I don't make them hate me. If they hate me, it's just because they don't know me, because to know me is to love.
Oh, I need to love you then.
You just never know the evolution of what Tupac would have become, so it's kind of hard to be
or
like,
Biggie.
We would hate him. Here we go. But you know what? That's a good point, too, because the people that loved Biggie hated Tupac and vice versa, wait, so he right. was hated on during that time he was here already anyway.
Like, if Biggie would have lived long enough, he might have ended up on Celebrity Fit Club, and we would have lost a little bit of respect.
You think he would have?
Yeah, just because he's a gangster. You didn't expect that.
Really crack.
So what's wrong with being on Celebrity Fit Club?
No, I'm just saying, like, I know Brat was on Celebrity Fit Club, and I'm not beating up the fact that Brat was on Celebrity
Fit Club. Oh, was that? Shade?
No, not at all. It's just the fact that Biggie was such a hardcore dude.
That was shade.
Rear yourself back
that
in.
That was shade.
I'm listening.
Gary, that was some umbrella. I mean, what kind of shade was that? Because there are many levels.
On a scale of 1 to 10, honey, I was 11.
Ooh.
Babe, he threw the whole tree and then some.
Yeah, what you saying, crack? What you saying?
But you know what, though, Brett? What? It's probably that pink fish on his shirt.
What does this pink fish on my shirt have to do with anything?
No. All right, y'all, who's ready for a deal? Who here loves music?
Of course me.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
Then you're definitely going to want to get J-Labs Audio Flex Studio Headphones.
Yes!
J-Labs award-winning crystal clear clarity technology delivers a clean, crisp, and immersive sound through pristine high-performance neodymium back drivers. Their super comfortable four-fit ear cups are ergonomically shaped to the natural outline of your ear, and they come with a compact carrying case for travel.
Yo, these are pretty L, and these would make a perfect holiday gift. How much these gonna set me back?
Well, normally the J-Lab Audio Flex Studio headphones can cost as much as $70. But for our Dish Nation family, they're just $25.
Yay! I didn't hear you. How much?
$25.
Woo!
Just go to morningsave.com to get this great deal today, people.
And coming up, Drake may not be the hero, honey, we want, but he's the hero we have. And we'll tell you what he did next.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, people!
Yay!
Well, y'all, Drake don't mess around with disrespectful men.
He don't like disrespectful men?
Let me explain myself, Gary, before you take it beyond and too far. During a post-concert performance in Sydney, Australia, a man in the audience started getting handsy with a woman, and Drake stopped in mid-song to call him out.
That was a bitch move.
No.
First of all, you don't see, that man paid his money to go to that concert.
Right, but if he's touching on a woman or something in the audience inappropriately and Drake seen it, what is he supposed to do?
Well, the woman should have hollered and said something. How you know that woman was his woman?
Well, you can't holler because the music loud. Can't nobody hear you. I don't know if he should have said he was going to f*** him up, though, because exactly. That's kind of a terroristic threat.
It is a bit
get
much.
Get in trouble for those things. Or send your security or something. Exactly. Like, go get that dude to put him out or something.
Yeah, you know,
like
snap,
that.
Snap, point.
Yeah.
He looked as dangerous as George McFly. Get your damn hands off of her. Drake would have got knocked out of his own party, man.
Thank you.
It would have been over.
Over.
So, all right, Celina Johnson, you're in the building. You have one of the dopest voices in R&B.
Oh, thank you very much.
You've been hanging out with us all day. We ain't even talk about you. What do you have going on?
I don't know,
right
y'all. Shady. Oh, well, you know, I am down to the sister circle.
Okay.
On TV One. Okay. I'm down to that. Gary was down to the circle the other day. We got to get DeBrat and Headcrack down to the circle.
Okay.
Yes, I would love to have you all.
Okay.
Well, we would love to have you all. So that's every day, 5 days a week, live, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern.
Wait, did you say Gary was down to the sister circle?
Gary was down to the circle.
How was Gary on your show?
Girl, Gary, Gary was giving reserved teas.
Reserved?
It was my first time, so you know, I didn't know the land of the law. Now that I do know,
he gonna come back and be
messy. The next thing will be with cinnamon honey.
Nothing reserved about Gary. Nothing.
So you got new music coming out. I saw it on the gram that you had like a private listening session.
I did.
This nation ain't getting no.
Are we going to talk about it after the show?
Oh.
Okay. Well, look
you can catch me outside.
Cash, how about that?
So now, what is it?
Well, what had happened was, since I'm about to get fought down to the Dish Nation, Rebirth the Soul is a remake album. That's already out. It came out Friday. Rebirth the Soul is an album that my dad and I recorded 7 years ago, actually. I was pregnant with my second son, and we decided to do this remake album paying homage to all the greats of soul music. And I will be performing that album and that whole story, December 12th at the Atlanta City Winery. DeBrat, would you like to come to my show and be VIP special seating?
I don't know since I ain't getting invited.
See, because that's what they do, though.
So don't let the opportunity walk out.
Here we go.
Life.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like the relationship with the Selena and them. I'm coming back. I'm coming back into the relationship to pick it
around.
Up. I'm a spoon.
Walk out your life, girl. Well, if this walked out your life, would you be sad? We have an update for one of Amber Heard's exes next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Elon Musk is on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, and he is really opened up. He's revealing that since his breakup with Amber Heard, now they broke up in August after a year of dating, that he has been in severe emotional pain.
Luckily, there's no emotional pain on Mars. That's why he wants to get there so fast.
Yeah, takes all the pain away. So here's what he says. I mean, this is like hardcore love sick, love hurt. He says, quote, "It took every ounce of will to be able to do the Model 3 event and not look like the most depressed guy around. For most of that day, I was morbid. And then I had to psych myself up, drink a couple of Red Bulls, hang out with positive people, and then, like, tell myself I have all of these people depending on me. All right, do it."
Here's the thing. To be Elon Musk and to have so many successes that there's things that you can't compete with, which is like everything is an option for Amber Heard. That's why he's destroyed, because he can't fix it.
Have you ever been heartbroken like Elon Musk?
No. You kidding me?
Stop it. You had to.
No, I've been devastated. I'm like,
what did you do when you felt that heartbroken? How did you get over that woman?
Well, my mother once told me that the best way to get over a woman is to get under one.
Oh, dear old mom. Old Sandy Kramer. She really has got the right idea.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.